break my teeth.
Well, after seeing Jeannie and Benjamin read from their computer, I said I'd never do it, but I was traveling and that's all I have with me, so sorry about that. To the technophobes, apologies, and the scribbling purists and whoever else. I haven't even been home. I don't even know if my hats are still there, James. No cheesehead tonight. I have two older ones and a newer one. This is called Landing Planes. Harbor the flightists, come in again gently anywhere. Afternoons of this coming in, the wheels in the front to slow. Shuttle to the people building then. Dusk tonight, they come entry nor leave. The planes collect. The wheels, skid remark in the front to slow. To the people place, they get off on tubes. Planes accumulate, they gather. Several in the air, whirling like their minds. Captain, can you hear me? I'm speaking to you. Aviation is genius. The mechanics, the constructors, the tower people, the flyers. Aviation is genius for its collectivity. They land, one at a special time, the wheels, the rubber in the front to slow. Taxi to the place where people exit. In a line, gentle line, I am sure that is what a plane does. Charter movement of things, it is nothing really anymore. Taxi to the place where people exit. In a line, a brush stroke to their urgencies, I'm sure. Morning comes sunrise, start first cold. The plane's entry to vision and to have already been collected, sent in little collective lines by the line administrators and the altitude administrators. One plane must not bump another plane. For practical reasons, they must stay a respectable distance. The wheels, a front touching down, relief. The motored ride to the place where people collect and leave again, come and go again. Another lands, they come again. Like all good places, expect the flightists coming again, letting down wings. This is a newer one, Optic Pond, Across the Optic Pond. Nor I for visions when the reckless spirits push, and to exhaustion, I put myself spended. Mention deadness nor death exact, an optic nor panoptic, for to rest and westward stare aside the eagers, I am not upon, it is their urgency and started, as their urgency it started, blame nor of oneself. 2. Responsibility, the light like a traveling shadows, it is enough, nor if the only crashing waves are provisions, enough for a light, proof. I do not rest upon thee if to require other sides of tides, I do not rest upon other sides. 3. You are dreams and companies, for to fade away west and where you went into imagination, for to structure and into imagination. I am not certain for your absence. I am not certain for, and only call it a pond. Vernacular. I'll read one more. This is Lodestar. This has a bit of thought into it, so I don't know if this will work reading out loud, but it's called Lodestar. The creams of satisfying conditions, they are bright and careerist, glow boldly among welcome trespassers, knowing they come, they go, can take nothing of this place, nor knowledge, nor secret information. The disposition of all planets is in relation to a specific gravity without contest, and the gold here is official and authorized. Nothing is charming but original, the authentic rainbows which become normal and regular. Every day the water cleanses itself in silver, charcoal, and peace is not a word, and love is not a word, but is a man cannot live in such a place, and all memos redirect an attention to the lesser blisses of humanity, like places which require discern. Call that heaven for its livability enough, deferral to declare, indeed another place is greater but more silent and perfect and beyond question. A man will prefer a questionable existence to the strata of perfect forms. I go about peace efforts, then infinitely, and call that divine and revealing. The lodestar is heavy, quite heavy, sucks attention for its fascinating qualities, sucks every desire into reality, thus an imagination is forth. I am little, and will a man prefer this, the isolates among desolation, if to say I am king here, among lizards and dying species, I am king, I declare divinity for standing among waste and knowledge for secondism. If it were to write a book which humbly states in sections, the anchors of humanity are not to be among lighted heavens, but missions are within or receiving, but going outward from godlessness, environments, and what is to be made of perfection, and without reason then, and Middle Earth's careerism, when I am done a retirement, is to where my elders were born. Thanks.
Thanks, Greg. Our next greeter is Fran.